For the latter part of my life, cancer had me in tears. It caused me suffering and discomfort for over 18 years. Just a moment ago, I was in too much pain for any human to endure. But in a wink of an eye, the pain was gone, and I was totally cured. I was prostrate in the presence of God, for I fell down at His feet. Overcome by fear, I knew I just died, and was at the judgment seat. In front of me I saw what seemed to be all mankind, trillions who had all died before me, people of every kind. One by one, humanity stood before the Lord, each one giving an account for their life and for the every idle word. I thought it would take some time before I would have my say, but one day seems like a thousand, and a thousand like one day. Waiting to be judged, I reminisced on the life that I had been given, thinking of how great it was and that I was going to soon be in heaven. Then right away, before another thought came to my mind, I heard my name being called to see if it was in the book of life. The pages turned and my anxiousness grew, because out of millions of names, they only found a few. Then instantly my thoughts went to particular moments in my life, times when I acknowledged my need for God, but refusal to receive Christ. Scared out of my wits, I found myself trembling with fear, for I knew fully that my verdict was near. Then resisting the motions, I declared the truth without any choice. I found myself on my knees, confessing with a loud voice. Jesus is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Realizing right then that I knew where I would be sent, I pleaded with God and tried then to repent. But justice had its way. It was too late, and now I am in hell, where there is gnashing of teeth forever and every putrid smell. Burning flesh, endless pain, no water to extinguish the eternal flames. It's incomparable to the torment of being cut off from Jesus, the name above all names. For I had seen the Lord face to face, and with my very own two eyes. But it's the memory of that encounter that will haunt me forever, where no man ever dies. My mind is full aware now of the life that I lived on earth. I know every little detail. I've even seen my own childbirth. I remember every time I ignored my wife's plea to go to church, and how when I married she was always last, but I know in heaven she will be first. I wish I knew on earth all that I now know, for then I would have received Christ in my heart a long time ago. And not only out of the fear for this evil place, but because I have grasped eternity, His love and merciful grace. I sit in the pit of hell, no escape from all the agony, screaming and yelling all around me, and cries for help of so many. But all this doesn't matter right now, for you will never hear what I say. You only have the Bible to tell you of heaven and of where I am today. My pastor's words keep flashing in my mind, and it torments me in every way. Listen very carefully. This is what he had to say. Your sins will one day condemn you to hell. It is as a result of your sinful nature. Your sins will one day be punished in a way that words cannot define, and then it will be too late. God hates sin. You sin. Does that mean God hates you? Of course not. God loves you. And that's what is great about all this that I'm sharing. Jesus Christ died for you, so you could live for Him. God sent His Son to give you eternal life. If you would believe in Jesus, you will be saved. You must put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You must repent of your sins and turn away from all wickedness. I beg of you, please accept Christ's forgiveness and live forever in the presence of Almighty God. Never did I respond to that call. From my sins I did not turn. Now as a result of my foolishness, as for right now, I will always burn. I plead with you to open your heart and allow God to let you see that He wants you to spend eternity with Him and not in hell with me.